Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. The Wolves host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Tonight will be another big one for the Cubs. The team will receive their World Series rings before they resume their series with the Dodgers. Cubs manager Joe Maddon spoke with Danny Parkins and Joe Ostrowski earlier, and he weighed in on the ball sticking to Yadier Molina's chest protector last week.
It's obvious what happened. I think it was a function of something sticky on one, either the ball or the chest protector or both, and then the chest protector itself just kind of like just grabbed that baseball and held on to it.
We'll have an extended pregame show with Mark Grody here on 670 The Score beginning tonight at 6. Tonight's game has John Lackey taking on Brandon McCarthy. Game 2 between the White Sox and Indians tonight after the Sox dropped one in extra innings yesterday. Derek Holland faces off with Danny Salazar tonight. First pitch there at 5:10. The only thing standing between the Bulls and the postseason is a win over Brooklyn tonight. For reasons not yet understood, the Nets have decided to rest 6 players, including Jeremy Lin and Brooke Lopez, who are their top 2 scorers. The Bulls hold the tiebreaker over Miami, but if the Bulls lose and Miami beats Washington, the Heat go to the postseason and the Bulls go home. Bulls and Nets tip at 7 tonight at the UC. Rajon Rondo took part in today's shoot-around. He's a game-time decision. Blackhawks will begin their Stanley Cup playoff run tomorrow at home against Nashville. Artem Anisimov was back practicing with the team yesterday. He'll play tomorrow night, and Coach Joe Quenneville is happy to have him.
Artie does a lot of things for you. You know, special teams, both units, face-offs, and that line, and big minutes, and matchups, and and the predictability defensively and offensively, getting to the net. So he knows his role and does it very well, and I think quietly goes about his business playing with two real special players.
Elsewhere in the NHL, Ken Hitchcock headed back to Dallas to take over as head coach. This scoreboard update is also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And how old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Get spring clearance pricing now through May 1st. Save big money on every new vehicle they sell. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Have a good night.
A lot of thanks today, Mike Florio, Chris Mannix, and Joe Madden. That was fun. Zawoski, Camp, Diaz, and Gertz. Great job by all of you. Thanks to Julie for the updates. I'm solo tomorrow. We have a pretty busy lineup already. Mark Grody to talk about his World Series ring that I'm very happy that he received. Vincent Goodwill wrapping up 82 games of the Bulls and whatever it is you call that. You guys look confused.
We have Vinny Goodwill on today.
Oh. I wasn't told.
That was, it's like the third time that's happened here.
Yeah, I mean, Florio goes on every show, and Casper goes on every show, so if that's a problem.
Vincent's not good enough to be on every show, though.
It's not like Jay and Shep have ever had to talk to each other, though, to be fair.
All of a sudden, I was like, what did I say? Did I pronounce his name wrong?
No.
We just looked at it and
replaced him just now in our minds.
So you guys get him before... 3 o'clock. The big Bulls-Nets game. I get him after.
No. It's all good.
Len Casper and Scott Darling as well.
Kelly, how you doing?
Lawrence Holmes and Jason Goff in studio. What's up, boys?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, man, I can't call it. You got a good workout in today. Was doing nothing last night except for watching sports that really don't affect me. And then caught myself a little bit of the documentary by ESPN that we'll get into because... I'm kind of connected to the situation a little bit.
Wait,
what? Yeah.
Did you see a family member on there last night?
Wait, not the reality star?
Not a family member.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the story will develop a little bit after transition.
Well, I saw something yesterday where you were mentioning, Black Ink Chicago.
Yes.
Which then, of course, connects all of us because Charmaine...
Yeah, she was an employee.
Used to work here.
Yeah, if you don't know, there's a show called Black Ink on VH1 where you can go for all of your urban shows these days. So funny.
It's the new UPN.
Yeah, so funny that VH1 was the station.
No rap.
They branded themselves as having no rap on their channel.
And we don't play no rap, other bull bleep music.
The Shoeless Joes of TV, and then all of a sudden...
They get rid of Rock of Love and...
No, the Flavor of Love. Flavor of Love showed them that the urban demographic, the African-American constituency, are consumer and very, very brand loyal. And they will come to your television station and consume all of the products that you have. And then that's when you got all the Love and Hip Hops. That's when you got all the Black Ink shows. And now there's a Black Ink Chicago with one of the more talented tattoo artists, not only in the city, but in the country, Ryan Henry. And his office manager is a young lady that worked here while I was in Atlanta. So when I came back, because Lawrence told me she worked here. So while she was doing shows and parties, I dropped in one time and didn't know she was at a party. I'm like, did you used to work at The Score? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, Lawrence told me. She's like, oh, I love Lawrence. But she's a wild character. But her her friend was on one of the two parts of the documentary that was done by ESPN, We the Fans, and Section 250. I went in with very low expectations, and
they were mad,
and they didn't meet them. I couldn't get. I watched the first one.
Did your DVR get it?
No,
because I think like MLB
on demand.
Oh, you watched it on demand? Okay.
Yeah.
My DVR kind of messed me up because I don't know if MLB
the game
tonight,
went a little late.
Yeah, and then they're like 15 minutes in. I got halfway through it in the first part. It didn't record the second part of the first half. And I saw Billy Deck and
him that explaining was weird. PSLs.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I saw Billy Deck explaining PSLs.
Well, I mean, he is a lawyer.
I know. I trust me. And
he's a Harvard educated lawyer.
Oh, no. Not second
you didn't guessing
know
his credentials
no,
at all.
Well, now I understand why he was there.
Billy's good people. Well,
Chris Belanger's favorite.
Billy's people.
Billy is also a guy that knows where the camera is, and he will find the camera.
Yeah.
But he's a good dude. I think you'd like him.
Imagine.
I think. Yeah. Joe doesn't like many people.
Joe. Yeah, that's true.
Probably not Joe. That's true.
Explain to me the pitch meeting. Like, your ESPN, the 30 for 30 thing's gone really well. You're going to do this docuseries. They've got talented people that I trust promoting it, like Bill Barnwell and Pablo Torres lending his endorsement.
Oh, is he?
On that stuff on Twitter. People are really getting behind it. And it's 8 parts about one fan base.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch an 8-part documentary series on any fan not named Steve Bartman.
I don't know if that's accurate. There are probably some fan base, like if something specific you probably would. We just haven't found it.
I said the Raiders.
But that thing, like it just.
We got to think about third market.
That's what they're shooting
LA
for.
LA hasn't had a football team for a while.
Market
LA
number 2 in the NFL for a really long time.
Infatuation with everything east of it. So they probably would have gotten, you know, the LA people and the New York people to look down on the Chicago people.
And they've done at least 2 30 for 30s on the 85 Bears. You got the 85 Bears and I think the Fog Bowl too. So or was that NFL Network?
That was NFL Network.
Who did that.
Football Life.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, the Fog Bowl. Football Life. Here's the fog. And it rolled in.
Yeah,
Philadelphia and Buddy Ryan were angry.
But you think they're talking about this thing in any market outside of Chicago today?
No chance.
Well,
other than clowning us.
And I don't think they're even doing that.
Yeah.
And it was on after national baseball.
See, that's the thing, though. I think they put it on in a dead spot, too. Because
it's just content.
The playoffs are getting ready to start in both hockey and basketball. They had a game in which, you know, if you want to watch the, you know, was the Cardinals and the Nats playing?
Yeah.
Was that last night? Yeah. If you want to watch that, fine. But we got football for you. Everyone loves to consume football.
It's 11 o'clock Eastern.
And we'll feed your stereotypes of what you think of a city. It's as simple as that.
But couldn't you have done
roll out Ditka, roll out Steve McMichael?
Right, you do that whole bit. But we had Jen Latta on yesterday, and remember what she said? She's like, "Oh my, the full length Anthony Rizzo piece is going to run Saturday on ESPN2. Why not do that there, where it's a night when the Cubs aren't playing, and you want if you really wanted to tap into Chicago and to Cubs fans." Why not okay, here's all the stuff that we left on the edit room floor with our Anthony Rizzo Sports Center feature. Here's something kind of cool and kind of good instead of Yaha time and people still don't realize that the Superfan bit
is making fun of
Chicago.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And we've embraced it like, oh, no, we actually are like this. I'm going to grow a bad mustache.
Yeah, and eat all the kielbasa I can.
That's right.
But you have heart attacks. You have people like that in every fan base.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't
think it made.
Except San Diego.
Right, where there aren't fans. They said that, you know, made Bears fans look bad.
No.
No, I don't think it
made Bears fans look like what they look like, actually. Like it wasn't I don't know if my brain was playing into, all right, they're gonna find the meatiest of the meatballs, but they found, you know, like the guy who does the radio show in Savannah and the 815
selling roosters.
Yeah, WCCI out there, and my lady walked past and was like, GCI is doing sports talk. I'm like, no, GCI isn't doing sports talk.
Well, they did for a little while. Yeah, remember the Sunday morning show?
Yeah, yeah. But
GCI.
Then, you know, shout out to Tone Capone over there right across the street. But no,
you should do that on April Fools.
What? Go over there?
Yes.
Joe and I always talk about how you have the hack radio bit of the Switch. And I'm pretty sure the Styles and Roman like want to actually do that because they both love sports.
Didn't they do that?
I mean, like, well, they did it permanently. Yeah. Where they went from B96 to US99.
All the country people are like, what the hell is going on? When is this joke over?
They're
actually doing pretty good, too, by the way.
But they were like, hey, do you want to come host the morning show over at US99 and we'll come talk sports on the score? I was like, you know what? Fine. That'd be great.
If there was any other sports job in the industry that you could do for not a day, but like an extended period of time, what would it be?
Any other job outside of this? I don't know if I have any skills.
No, I'm just say like you put yourself in that position to adequately do that job like you do yours every day.
Or exceptionally, in my own opinion.
Can't do it, Jack.
I can't do it part two, right?
Well, are we good, Lawrence? You seem a little angry. You gave me the cutthroat gesture earlier.
The window.
Wait, what? He gave me the cutthroat gesture during can't do it.
I also smiled.
What happened?
Oh, someone asked if I thought I was more deserving than Lawrence, and I said yes, but I think I'm more deserving than everybody because I wouldn't get the job without having it. And as you pushed yourself away, I'm not going to shy away from the conversation. What am I supposed to say in that spot?
Can't do it.
Can't do it?
You're a winner.
Right. You get yourself a gift pack.
You could have said, Lawrence is a really talented broadcaster that also would have been worthy of this time slot. And
I did.
Time to play the feud.
But you didn't. It's fine.
Hold on a second. I did.
It's fine.
This is awesome.
No, you said that I did it.
You know what, Joe? This is what the station used to be like back in the day before.
Oh, I remember.
There were a bunch of softies that got hired, and then, you had to make sure that you didn't step on anyone's toes.
Hold on a second.
Not you.
No. But
like
did
egos
say that.
And things were damaged because you said something about a guy, and I'll see you in the hallway, and that person never showed up in the hallway because no hands are going to be exchanged.
Well, I'm always in the hallway.
This is the thing. Like this is what it used to be, where like you could actually talk about these kinds of
when
things.
When I fell in love with the station.
Real deal. Like guys are like, I really don't rock with you like that, and I'm going to tell you why on these airwaves, and then you get to talk about it. Can't do it is pretty much turned into every transition, score gossip now.
Yeah.
Where it's not even questions about the business anymore.
No.
It's not even like guys wanting to know, hey, who put you in a position that you probably forgot about and you don't think about enough, that kind of thing. It's like, all right, if you lined everyone's lady up, which one would you kill? Which one would you marry? Which one would you do? Like, it's I listen to it when I get a chance to. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. Other times it's funny. The Shane thing today.
Like, Shane? With the pizza puffs?
He called Shane the biggest racist at the station.
He knows that is nowhere close to the truth. Well, I didn't know the answer to that. Hold on a second.
Everybody in this building and in this room right now had the same answer as soon as you know what the answer is, right? Rick's shaking his head. Shep is shaking his head. You're new, so you don't know.
I did not know this.
Joe knew.
Jason, I forgot. I forgot. I didn't go through the entire roster. It was the first thing that popped into
Shane?
My mind.
Yes, like, come on.
Because he looks like that?
Because I had a conversation with him saying that he's a racist, so that's why it popped into my mind.
I got you. What about the actual racist conversations?
Segment's over.
You know what's so funny about all the allegations?
It's 11:40.
Lawrence is mad.
No, he said he wasn't.
You seem mad.
No.
You said that I could have said that, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing,
man.
Danny,
I'm not gonna.
You need to learn this about me.
Okay. Please.
Here it is.
If I was ever mad, you would know I was mad.
It'd probably be addressed like off the air or that kind of thing.
Okay, very much so.
Yeah,
so don't.
Grown up found it. The younger people at this station are more grown up than the older people at this station.
And there,
please believe.
And, I hope so.
And you can ask your partner when he comes back. There have been plenty of moments here at the score where people have seen me mad. It's a little different ball game than what you're seeing right now. So,
what am I seeing right now?
I'm just here for the fun.
Okay.
It's just, we're just here doing transition and talking and having a good time.
Okay.
But if there ever comes a time when I'm mad,
yeah,
don't worry. I will let you know.
Good.
Vociferously.
I haven't seen a score.
Look at the other side of the glass.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious.
80 people in there.
I haven't seen a score thing.
Well,
since...
no, they got an interview to record.
Oh, yeah, you guys got an interview to record. Yeah, I haven't seen a score thing since... Since
and we really do. People think are running.
Moose and Mully, right?
What? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
With the pizza box and the kind of consolidation of with the pizza box.
Oh, when you said that, Moose and Muhammad.
No, Moose Vasco.
I was like,
no,
what?
No, shout out to Moose Vasco.
Moose and Muhammad.
It was not the segment, the weekly segments they do with Moose and Muhammad when he was here.
When he was just coasting and took a 2-year vacation here, he got mad at Mully along the way. Cut it out, Joe. Joe trying to divert attention from the obvious answer once again. You know who the most racist person at this station is. Cut it out.
putting that on my man Shane. Shane just likes to cook things and eat
pizza puffs.
Yes.
Yell.
Yes.
And grow that beard out.
Yes. And wear Sox hats proudly.
I got a tape with Scott Darling. What do you guys have on the show today?
We might have Vincent Goodwill.
No, take him. Take him. I don't want to offend anybody.
Ryan Whitney. We'll do some other things along the way as well. Some stuff that we pulled from the Joe Madden interview today that you guys did was pretty good. So yeah, and we'll talk about stuff and things.
Lovely.
And the Bears documentary
and Lawrence saving people on airplanes.
Yeah. well, how about Shep beating up cops on airplanes? That also happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Shep was ready to muscle up.
Shep's pretty militant. Did not know that about Coal City. So we'll have that kind of fun today.
And you know Scott Darling can wait, right?
Yeah.
Like, for real. Real talk.
He is the backup.
You know that Scott Darling can wait.
He is the backup goaltender.
He's from here. He loves being on the score. Yeah. If he has to wait a couple of minutes, he can wait a couple minutes.
Have himself another couple waters.
I was told I had to be there at 1:20, so that's all I was doing.
We got two more minutes, man.
Yeah, we got 90 seconds. You going to cheat us out of our transition?
What's going on here?
You guys want more? Let's do it.
Oh, I mean, what's going on, man?
Can't do it.
You know, what's really happening? Miska all of a sudden is over.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing's going on.
Are we on remote?
See what happens? A brother mildly, you know, raises a little concern around here all of a sudden.
Wait, did I
tell in the backup?
Why are you so angry, man?
Did I take my shirt off like Jason Hayward and walk into the office?
Like, I'm going to demand more playing time if you don't mind me asking.
I'll tell you that's fairly accurate about what happened.
Well, hopefully you'll get it.
And those things were addressed.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
And like I told Danny before, my issue wasn't with Danny.
Oh, never. Never.
Dude. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
It was brought up today during the show. You heard it.
I'm just saying.
Well, he can't escape Barry Rosner. That's the thing. He's with him Friday. So
the caller brought it up today. I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, but in the transition, like, we had skirted it afterwards, and then you wanted to get back to it because you said he was mad still. I think that's what he's
okay. Well, if I shouldn't have done that,
he's trying to tell you that he's not mad. Like, he's not mad about
it. I do get mad when people assign me moods, though.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Okay, you didn't make eye contact at me. You seemed mad, so I was going to address it with you.
I'm looking at everyone in the room.
Nah, man. Okay, well, that's fine.
What? Oh, midday specialty. Let's go. Awkward feelings. I missed it.
92 in the back, baby.
I swear to God, not at all from where I'm standing.
9 to 1 p.m. I'm telling you, there's something about this time slot where something awkward has to happen once a month. Once a month it has to happen in this time slot. It's like where normal people go to be awkward.
Look,
I'm not saying that you're awkward.
Feel free. Well,
how about this? How about I just put an end to it? And then that way, it doesn't have to, like, you can replay this for the next Can't Do It when it comes up. Congratulations on getting the midday show. I'm happy for you, and I hope that this turns out to be something that's great for the station. I love my nighttime show. We do great content on the nighttime show, and I'm glad that I'm going to have the opportunity to continue to do that, along with having the chance to work with Jason, which means in some cases working with you via, you know, transition and everything. Things are good. So if anyone's worried, don't.
Yeah, it's not a soap opera that people think.
Yeah,
it is quite often. I'm talking about the texters.
For sure. I'm doing really well. Trust me.
Yeah,
things are going well for your guy. So good luck.
Well, I appreciate that, and the jury is definitely still out on if it'll be good for the station.
But the thing is that
that's on all.
We're 2 months into this, and it continues to come up, and
it's weird.
It bothers me that it continues to come up, and it becomes like a thing. You know, like it becomes like a thing where I don't have any hard feelings about this. All I wanted was to have a place to create. All I want to do is do my art. And every week when you guys do this segment, something about me comes up. How do I know? Because people tweet me about it. And that's great. That means that people are listening, but also means that people are kind of tattletales too.
Yeah.
I don't want to have any beef with anybody. I truly don't. I just want to do my art. And that's it. And I hope that you do your art and your art goes well and things go all right with Spiegs. But I'm trying really hard to not have any conflict, but it feels like you're pressing that conflict. And I'm trying to warn you to not do that. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough, man. I'm certainly not trying to press conflict. I think the segment is good. To be honest with you, the old none of your business thing where I took it from, it ended up being like, you know, what's your wife's favorite sex position? That type of thing. Like, it was like, what segment you can't answer like that?
No,
the score history stuff, man, I did not know it was a big score gossip thing, to be honest with you. And it has certainly turned into that. And for the record, Lawrence, I have requested to work with you. So you say you work with Jay and do the nights and all of that. I'd love to work with you.
Danny, I got stuff. I teach a class.
No, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, the idea that I have any sort of ill will or malice towards you, I don't have any beef with anybody. I have no ties.
And that's the thing. Even for the record. Yeah, even if that was the case, like, we all come in here and do our jobs. You know, like, we all got to be professionals. I've worked with people that I didn't like before, but I'd be damned if my work would show that. You know, that kind of thing.
So keep talking here. We got to wrap it up. Scott Darling's on hold.
Screw Scott Darling.
I mean, seriously.
Ring.
I'm joking. All right, we'll let you go do your interview. Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence sitting in for Dan today and tomorrow, coming up next right here on 670 The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
You got Kyle Schwarber batting in front of you.
What really makes him great as a leadoff hitter is just the presence, stepping up to the box and seeing, you know, a big masher, you know, to lead off the game. You know, it kind of puts a little bit of fear in the other pitcher's eyes.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. During my playing days, I was never a fan of hard knocks. I always believed that the inner working of a football team was reserved for those who had earned the privilege to be in it. That what we say here, see here, stays here when we leave here. Injecting cameras and, more importantly, outside discussion into the sanctity of the locker room could never be a good thing, especially if all the players and coaches and executives were just characters in a drama edited for television. But my opinion shifted when HBO featured the Rex Ryan-helmed New York Jets, and we saw Rex become a star and the players humanized on the team that ultimately went to the AFC Championship game. This year, it looks like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' turn, and they couldn't have picked a better team. The Bucs are on a plateau, but seemingly ascending, and Jameis Winston is as compelling and polarizing a story as there is. He's been a really good young QB, but he's always felt guarded because of his past. Now, though, we'll really get a chance to know him, the good and the bad. I'm Tiki Barber.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or OrlandParkAudi.com. That's OrlandParkAudi.com.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck composite decking. You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck because you don't always remember to wear your flip-flops. And stepping barefoot on a hot deck will instantly make you feel a sense of burning regret. Luckily, Lowe's is the only place to get Choice Deck with the new Cool Deck technology, which stays cool in hot weather and requires no sanding, staining, or painting. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Call 1-800-GO-LOWE'S for a free in-home consultation for your deck project.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person, watch them moving through a store, watch how they touch a Kindle, watch how they touch a Kindle Fire, and also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
There's 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of the show is being brought to you by McDonald's. Pick up an Egg McMuffin made with real butter and freshly cracked eggs.
You can't believe all the emails and texts that I get about mad about a cold.
Scoreboard update.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm great.
Did you hear that? The old hockeroo, all
yeah,
the emails
man.
And texts he gets about
crazy,
me.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, crazy.
They be talking about you, Maddie. Better yeah. be careful.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. Just chilling, talking sports and junk with my guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, and what? You and Tanny and Shep.
Hey, well, I got some good news.
What you got?
You want to hear it?
Yes.
You know, being a father like you are?
Yeah, you ready? Finally, yeah.
Jack made a poop on the pie today.
Let's go! Yeah! Nice! That is a huge day.
It was a huge day.
Did he do it, like, on his own? Did he,
Or did you just put them there and them there?
We know we've been working on the potty training. It's been a little rough go with the number twos. Number ones are fine. Number two is a little difficult. So I knew
always
we had
good
to go.
To take the kids
so
to the pool.
Sat him down.
Yeah.
And
looking for the big voice guy imaging about this.
Oh yeah. Mitch is working on it right now.
Congratulations,
congratulations,
Jack.
Chicago.
Carmelo Anthony just made it to your toilet.
So I had to sit with him on the floor, and we had to close the door to keep Hank out because Hank distracts him.
What does he do? Like juggle? Or?
No, Hank. He's really excited to see his little brother poop for the first time. You know,
oh, that's kind of nice.
It is
in a weird
graduate
way,
but it makes Jack mad. So I had to keep Hank out, and he finally did. Yeah,
Who was harder to train, Jack or Hank?
Jack has been 100 times worse. Because you know, with Hank,
Jack's on his own thing, man.
Yeah,
well,
Hank,
you know why? Because Jack is mad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's exactly what that
Hank,
is.
Hank pooped in his pants one time, like in his underwear,
and he was embarrassed.
He lost his, like, he lost it, and that never happened again.
Oh,
he
so
was
he's
never
a clean
do
boy.
It again. Jack has done it a few different times. He was like, "Hey, I pooped in my undies." Like, hey, Dad,
somebody come take care of this.
We got a problem over here, so someone needs to take care of this.
Got a couple logs that aren't from Lincoln, if you know what I mean.
So yeah, it's been a really exciting morning. I almost called off today, but. I'm glad I didn't.
Celebration's over.
Damn, Tanny. Wow. Tanny just doesn't care about family around here. Just
you guys,
a corporate chill. This
you guys want to hear what's going on in the world of sports?
Yeah, man. We
do. Because I got you a sports update right here.
Thank you.
Sports is life.
I'm a little misty in here, so I need to calm down a little bit. So, bring me back down.
I'll come back and give you a hug when I'm done.
Okay, buddy.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It's another big night for the Cubs as the team will receive their World Series rings before they resume their series with the Dodgers. John Lackey opposes Brandon McCarthy. He came for the ring tonight. Our extended pregame begins at 6, first pitch at 7:05. The White Sox and Indians play again this evening with Derek Holland taking on Danny Salazar, first pitch at 5:10. MLB right now, Tampa leading New York 2-0 in the fifth inning. Minnesota edging Detroit 3-0 in the fourth inning. In the NBA, the Bulls, they host Brooklyn with a trip to the playoffs on the line. If they win, they are in. The Nets are sitting half their team. Game tips at 7. Rajon Rondo is a game-time decision. The Heat host the Wizards tonight. A Bulls loss and a Miami win will eliminate Chicago from the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin their Stanley Cup playoff run tomorrow at home against Nashville. Artem Anisimov practiced and will play. Elsewhere in the NHL, Ken Hitchcock is headed back to Dallas to take over as head coach. Join The Score and Budweiser Saturday at Sports Corner Bar and Grill in Chicago for Talking Cubs with Bud, featuring Chicago Cub Albert Almora Jr. Get an up-close look at this year's team, enjoy Budweiser specials, and sign up for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Limited autographs will be available. It's Talking Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Almora, presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. No outside memorabilia will be signed. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, where sports is life, and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
It's test drive for auto.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
And tomorrow, we're talking to you at 312-644-6767. 670-11 is the tech zone. A bunch of ways you can jump in the show. As Lawrence told you before we jumped on in transition, we're going to talk to Ryan Whitney. Ryan is part of the NHL Network's NHL Tonight, which airs live before and after every playoff game. Plus, NHL Network is going to feature Bruins at Sens tonight as the NHL playoffs get started. It's time. If you saw it in the sky last night, even if you're not a brother, the Brothers for Hockey.
The clarion call
was
has been
out there. Yes, it was out there for everyone to see.
Let's get the dude from Channel 9 to say the Blackhawks have black folks out here loving hockey.
Willie O'Ree's face was in the sky for everyone to see last night. So, yes, Brothers for Hockey has assembled, and we are back. We are in the place to be. We took a long hiatus. Usually we jump in around the All-Star break.
So let's see. It's me, you, Evan Moore.
Yes.
Because he's probably like the biggest brother for hockey out there.
He is. Anthony Herron.
Jamal Mayers.
Yes, of course.
You know?
Dustin
Byfuglien.
Yeah, Byfuglien is in there as well. Tony Gill, even though he probably isn't a brother for hockey.
No, Tony's not. Herb's not watching, right? He doesn't care.
Herb will probably not watch because it's cool now. So, Herb is the sports hipster, by the way. Like, people don't, just because he doesn't have the suspenders and the tight jeans, now that I'm thinking about it, Herb and suspenders and tight jeans is a different kind of image. But just because he's not that, people don't understand how much of a hipster Herb is. So, yeah, who else is in there? Chris Hine is an honorary brother for hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, we got a few
He's a good man, man.
Yeah, Chris Hine's good people.
I had him in for an hour.
That was the first time I ever met him the other night.
He was incredible. First of all, if you wanted to do this for a living, he's got the pipes to do it, too. Mm-hmm. But really interesting guy with a ton of stories. And he's done a nice job since taking over the Blackhawks beat. So we'll do a little bit of hockey later on in the show. Obviously, we're going to spend some time talking about the ring ceremony over at Wrigley Field tonight. Folks are going to get their rings. Yep. It's clear that it's a little bit more of a personal thing than just seeing the banner waving, which is really good. But first,
what?
Last night, I'm on the Twitter.com. I was telling Tanny during It's On yesterday, is I was going to spend some time watching Better Call Saul, which the first episode was incredible.
Didn't get a chance.
It was just incredible.
Yeah.
So, and I love the future Saul scenes. Anyway, that's not important. What is important is that
Man, whatever's important to you is important to this show.
It's not important to where we're going. I was just kind of setting it up and kind of giving a call back to a great segment. And I'm on the Twitter.com, and I see that Jason has found that Bears feature on ESPN. So what is this thing again?
All right. So it's called We the Fans, and it is about Section 250 at Soldier Field. Now, the narrator is one of the beer men that patrols that section. And I'll be honest with you. I heard about this thing listening to Spiegel and Parkins a couple of weeks ago, and I said to myself, I'm not going to do this. Not really. I'm not gonna watch people be made fun of. And then last night came around and I said, all right, I've watched enough Thunder and Timberwolves for one man's, you know, appetite with no Russell Westbrook out there. There wasn't any baseball that I really wanted to tune in. Oh, even though I did watch some of that Mariners game last night because our guy Dave Sims was doing his thing. I said, all right, I'll fire up We the Fans. Now, before I get into it, my DVR chopped it up something ridiculous. Now, there's two parts that they showed last night. I was scheduled to record them, I believe, at 9 and 9:30. The baseball game ran a little longer, I believe, so it recorded 15 minutes into it. So I only got the first half of part one, and I believe the first half of part two, if that makes any sense. And it was a nothing. It was really just regular people who are ridiculously big Bears fans. And it kind of, you know what it did for me, Lawrence? Every once in a while, when we go out to these remotes and we talk to the people and say hi to the people, you realize, like, we are jaded in some way, some shape, or some form.
Absolutely.
Because of what we do.
Absolutely.
You know, when people run up on us and go, man, dream job, man, I wish I could talk sports all day. And sometimes I look at those people and go, I wish I could be a regular fan again. Like, I wish that I had a regular 9-to-5 every once in a while and then would come home and let out all my frustrations on the bad Bulls or the, you know, the exaltation of the Cubs and what they are, or watching with a more fan-based eye the White Sox and hoping that, okay, this guy's not going to be here for much longer, so I hope he plays well. That is not the case. You know, you've been in this game for 20 years now. I'm going to be in 17 in May. May 14th will make 17 years full time for me at CBS Radio, you know, some way, some shape, or form.
You know what's funny? Like, people are like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 41. I'm like, when did you start? Like,
when you were 5.
Well, I mean, and you started at what, 19?
19.
When you walked in the door here?
Yeah. Yeah. So crazy. I've been without a little bit of that, and I'm envious of that. So watching that last night, it was less of me thinking, oh my God, look at how they do in the city. Now, there were some instances where it was central casting, but That's what this city is.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. All right? We need to take a break, but I have a question that I want to ask Jay about this. And if you saw it, you can definitely be a part of it, too. There's something I want to ask about perception versus reality when it comes to a fan base. 312-644-6767 is the number. You can text us at 670-11. We appreciate seeing the text from you. Have we introduced everybody?
No, we
haven't.
Should we
do that?
No, no,
Should we wait to do that?
No.
Okay, our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
The NBA's top-selling jerseys, if that's any indication of anything. 1 Curry, 2 James, 3 Durant, 4 Westbrook, 5 Irving, 6 Leonard, 7 Porzingis, 8 Jimmy Butler, the 9 the Greek Freak, Giannis, I don't even know. You know, this is a hard name to do, isn't it? Antetokounmpo. Is his actual name.
His actual name.
And James Harden. Those are the top 10.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's not good.
There's a lot of things there. On both.
The guy who's in charge of our video stream is Brian Gertz.
Here's Cody Asher. You say it like that, it sounds like Asian.
Oh.
Texas guy. Cody twice has grounded out second base.
Yeah, he said it. I'm just going to move along from that.
He said it.
Yeah, it sounds, you know. Anyway, our audio overlord.
Zero Fs to give, apparently.
This is out of time. Chris Tannehill.
That one wasn't really close.
He was having a bad day behind the plate. Mr. Will Lewis having a bad day so far. It's early in the season yet. Umpires and like players. Why should they be any different?
6 games in, man. What are we doing? All right. So, Jay, I want to ask you about perception versus reality and get your thoughts on this thing coming up in the next segment. This Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. The Cubs take on the Dodgers tonight. The White Sox are playing in Cleveland later on tonight. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Back after this on the Bernstein and Golf Show on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on The Score.
The park looks great. For some fans who used to like being able to see the pitchers warm up on the field, it was a little strange, I have to admit.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon, everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in sports history.
This week in 1877, a catcher's mask was first used in a baseball game. The first Olympic Games closed in Athens, Greece. This week in 1896. This week in 1910, Taft became the first president to throw out the first ball at a baseball game. The PGA was created this week in 1916. A boxing match was the first sporting event broadcast on radio this week in 1921. This week in 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first black player in the major leagues. Hank Aaron played his first game this week in 1954.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. Horoscope. Aries, while it seems like people are looking to you for all the answers, they're just looking to chat. Taurus, addressing the issues directly is the only way to go this week. No need to be embarrassed. Gemini, it's easy to get hung up in the gossip game. Try focusing your energy on a personal project. Cancer, a small detail has the potential to turn into a pretty nasty headache. Leo, this week is all about connections, and an out-of-work relationship may start to blossom. And Virgo, this week love is in the stars, and your romantic escapades may be bumped up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bears fans have just been unbelievably supportive through thick and thin over decades. And I had a chance to see that firsthand in 20 years in the ticket office. And it's something we don't take lightly. We celebrate it, and we do everything we can to hold on to that.
That was George McCaskey. We were talking about, what was the name of this thing, Jay, that they did last night on ESPN?
Stop acting like you don't know what it was last night, like I was the only person that watched it.
Well, I didn't watch it.
You were supposed to watch it. No, you weren't, because we didn't talk about it. We the Fans, Section 250.
We the Fans, that's right. And I saw
like
people...
a 6 or 8 part documentary of that section and the things that the people have gone through in that section. Death, divorce. There was actually a divorce that they talked about where they got 4 season tickets that had to be split up down the middle.
Which is why Billy Deck had to explain PSLs?
Yeah. Yes, because it was 2-2, and one of the ladies who was on the waiting list knew the divorcee and sold her back her tickets when she bought them from the lady's husband or ex-husband.
Okay.
So that kind of played into it as well. The Townsell family that I didn't know that I had ties to, that I was ready to make fun of, and still probably am, because... their nephew or the son of the family is dating a young lady who's on Black Ink Chicago, and he made an awful fool of himself on that show. Oh yeah, like he made a drunken idiot of himself on that show. Did some pretty lame things, but I mean, hey, you know, he's made his way now to 2 different television shows. So yeah, it was a little weird at times, a little morbid at times. You know, talking about death a lot and some other things as well.
Well, we had that happen when the Cubs won the World Series too. There's a lot of the celebration of a spirit after the Cubs win the World Series, people listening to the game in the cemetery on the graveside of their parents or their grandparents as it's happening. It's a weird thing that people have that emotional connect. I mean, Michael Belly even wrote a piece about it in Sports Illustrated about his connection with his grandfather after the Cubs winning the World Series. Yeah. What I always wonder is do people show out? You were talking about how when we go out to places and we interact with people, are people always on? Is that who they are? Or do they see, oh, well, ESPN's cameras are here and I kind of... Is it authentic? Is when we see fans profiled, is it an authentic look at the fan? Or is it a fabricated deal on what people expect a certain particular type of fan to be? Like, does a White Sox fan act more tough because
more
we put that on them and then everyone kind of thinks that that's how they have to act? Does a Bears fan act more crazy in front of a camera, like, oh, this is what we're doing out here in the South lots when George comes by, like that sort of thing? Whenever I see stuff like that, that's where my mind goes. Are we exploiting?
You know, what's so funny? It's funny that you mentioned that, and that is a great question. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. What I was thinking while watching it was, did we help make these people too? Because Bears fans have been around long before the score. And it was 25 years now of terrific interaction with fans and talking about things every single week that might not be important to anybody else in this world except for that section of fandom. That from Monday through Friday, we are talking about a game that happened and talking about a game that is getting ready to happen. It's the buildup, it's the letdown, it's all those things. And how much not just social media, but this kind of media has allowed that kind of fervor to be not regular, but for it to be okay for that to be your outlet or your armor or your mask to put on and be something else. For instance, I've known Bears fans since I was a kid. We all have. Like, being a Bears fan is the only thing I think everybody in this city is born into, you know? And I'm talking about everybody.
Sure.
I don't care what religion you are, you know? Not everybody is Jewish, not everybody is Christian, not everybody is Catholic. But I'll be damned if I don't run into a Bears fan. Not everybody's a Hawks fan. Not everybody's a Bulls fan, Cubs fan, Sox fan. But the Bears fandom,
they are the uniting team in the city.
That's it. And this station has been the voice of that team and the voice of that fan base for so long that it's funny that you mentioned that. Is it a put on? My question is, how is it not? Because you're not that person throughout the week.
But that's what I'm wondering.
But when it's time, well, even when the cameras aren't there, though.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
If the cameras are there.
If the cameras are not there, is that person, because, you know, they're clearly those people, and there's more. I mean, obviously, when we're talking about the editing of it, it's what the producers and the narrator want to depict as well, to a certain extent. But I guess I'm kind of fumbling my way into this topic, but I want to know, real talk, from the people who listen to this radio station, if you've ever been interviewed in any sort of fan type of piece, do you find yourself turning yourself up to 11 to fit what everyone thinks you should be? 312-644-6767 is the number. You can text us at 670-11 as well. How do you want to be depicted as a fan?
And has the fan base changed enough to your liking? You know, as we talk about smart fans, dumb fans, meatball fans, passionate fans, and let's be honest about it too. There's a lot of shows at this station and a lot of people at this station who have decried the stupidity of a certain fan base. And I think there's stupid people in every single fan base,
sure,
but especially with that one and some of the calls we make fun of on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, has that changed how you feel about your team or your fan base or your fandom, like personally? Has that changed anything as well?
So we'll take your phone calls on that, your text to 312-644-6767. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by AutoZone. The Cubs take on the Dodgers tonight over at Wrigley. The White Sox are in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by AutoZone. Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. Restrictions and details in stores. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We'll talk with you more about this coming up next here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are better.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
We got stuff to do. We got trains to play, iPads to watch. We need breakfast. I'm like, guys, give me 5 more minutes. I'm too comfy. I want to stay in bed. My Pillow. I absolutely love it. I love My Pillow so much. I bought 2 for my bed. I love using them. I love having them. Trust me, if you try it out, you're going to love it. If you don't think having a great pillow is important, then you're not very smart and you need to try a My Pillow. I like them so much. I bought a couple for the boys as well. Here's what I love about My Pillow. They stay cool.